Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Coming at you live. It is Buzzworthy Radio, where you can get the latest buzz on all your favorite shows and stars. Buzzworthy starts now.
Hey, this is Brody Hutzler. I used to be on soap operas. Listen to Buzzworthy Radio. It rocks.
Morning, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of Buzzworthy Radio here on blogtalkradio.com and on buzzworthyradio.net. I'm your host, Neville J. Lee. It is Thursday. It's closer to the weekend, you guys. September 29th, 2011, of course. It's also closer to the 1st of October, which is a Saturday as well. I can't believe it. It's just flying on by. Pretty soon, it'll be 2012. Oof. Can you believe it? And I gotta tell you, I had the weirdest dream last night about One Life to Live, but we'll get into that after our first interview of the morning. I'll get into that in a little bit later. First up, we have two great guests on the show today. But first up, we have on Rachel Fox. She stars in the Universal Pictures film Dream House, which premieres in theaters this Friday with Daniel Craig. She stopped by to talk to us a little bit about that, as well as Desperate Housewives. I had the pleasure of her talking to her earlier this week, and I had the pleasure of sharing this interview with you right now. So before we get into where our second guest makes his appearance, here's our interview, first up, with Rachel.
You're good? I'm good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, definitely.
Now that we got everything situated and straight, now I think we're good.
I think we are all good, yes.
So let's talk about Dream House. Exactly what is this movie about and the character you play. So give us a little feedback.
All right. Well, the film is a psychological thriller, which who doesn't love a psychological thriller? And it's about a man who moves into, or a man and his family, they move into this house where the family before them was murdered. But they didn't know that when they moved in there. But after they moved in, they found out about these murders that happened in the house. And it's basically my character is the girl across the street, and she knew about the murders. Her best friend was the little girl who got murdered, with the family before them. And it's really crazy. It's a well-acted, really beautiful-looking film, and we had a great time making it.
You got a nice well-rounded. Hello. Well-rounded cast. Well-rounded.
Well-rounded. Yeah, I know. That's a tongue twister.
Yeah. So I'm going to say well-wounded instead of well-rounded.
I know.
It's so difficult. In this film, you have Daniel Craig, Naomi Watts, are both in this film. What were they like to act opposite of in this film?
Oh, well, they were geniuses. I mean, they're of the caliber of, like, you know, absolute top-notch A-list actors, and the type of brilliance and creativeness that was coming from them was just unbelievable. It was unbelievable to be around, and I got to learn a lot, and just the experience was really unreplaceable.
Oh, absolutely. And this isn't your first acting position. You've also been in some other numerous shows, a few of which have been Melissa and Joey, obviously, iCarly and Hannah Montana and Desperate Housewives, which is in its final season. But
I know, it's crazy.
Are you actually going to be in it this season?
In Desperate Housewives this season?
Yeah.
Well, okay. There have been rumors that my character may come back, may make an evil return now that Tom and Lynette have gotten divorced. There have been rumors, and that's all I can say.
That's all we can say, so
That's all I can give you right now.
Oh, no more. I was gonna try for a little more, but I guess It's not going to work.
That's a good amount, though, right? That's enough.
It's enough. We're hearing some rumbling, but it's enough, I guess. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Now, how did you get involved in acting? Was it something that you wanted to do for a long time, or?
Well, it was something that I used to live in Cleveland, Ohio, and it was something that, you know, as I was five, I did plays and I did a few commercials and print work here and there, but it wasn't really, you know, it wasn't really the stuff that you can get out here. So my mom and my whole family, we had come out to California for just this week-long acting camp, and we weren't expecting anything. Like, we just kind of almost came out for fun just to see how we liked California. So we went out here for a week for this little acting camp, and agents came to the camp, and they basically, we did a showcase for them, and we expected to do the week-long camp and go home. But basically, we did the week-long camp and got calls from agents that they wanted to, you know, represent me. And we never left. We just stayed. And I just started auditioning and booking work, and it just kind of, everything fell into place. It was nice. And that, I've been doing this for about 6 years now, so.
Well, congratulations. That's
yeah, amazing. Thank you. It's been fun.
When you first got into it, my main thing about this is that, you know, everybody who wants to get into acting, they always have this opinion about it, especially my mother, that it's a tough medium to get into. Did you feel, like, timid when you first wanted to get into it at all, even though it was just, like, something and you found so much fun and look at the success you have, but in a split second did you feel, oh, my God, what am I getting myself into?
You know what? Actually, I think that to myself. I go, oh my gosh, what am I doing here? But I mean, like it really, I feel that way often. I think it's something that's really hard to get started. You know, it's hard to get your ball rolling. But once you get it rolling, you know, then you're good. Then you're in a place where you can keep going, and you know, you're good. And I mean, it's still definitely every day has its difficulties and its challenges to work through. And I constantly think to myself, what am I doing? But you know, then I walk on set and I go, it all comes back to me. It's like, this is what I love and this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And I'm never going to stop because like the reward of being on set is bigger than everything.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Now, is there anybody that you would like to work with that you haven't worked with yet?
The list is so long. Oh, my gosh. There are so many actors that I love and I look up to. Like, my main one probably is Meryl Streep. I love her. Like, every film I've ever seen her, and she's amazing. So she's definitely, like, one of my top people that I'm dying to work with.
Was she your acting inspiration for wanting to get into the acting field, or was it actually somebody else?
It's hard to say. I wasn't, as far as with specific people, I wasn't actually inspired by one specific thing to get into acting. It was like one of those things that fell into place. But I mean, I have been, in love with her for a long, long time. And she's definitely an inspiration to me and someone that I look up to greatly in the acting world.
Absolutely. Who doesn't look up to Meryl Streep?
No, I know. She wins so many awards, and she does so many amazing things, and my God, I just love her.
What do you prefer, not really prefer, but what do you like doing more? Comedies, dramas, like what do you like doing?
That's a good question. I think it's different. I think Each thing has its really fun points. Each thing has its really difficult points. I really love something about comedy for me. It's just so fun. It's really fun. It's just a fun thing to work on because you're always laughing, you know, and you're on set and you're just staying in this really happy, funny place. And I love getting the chance to make people laugh. It's really fun. In sitcom is one of my favorite things to do because, you know, you get the audience laughing at you, you know, immediately, and it's just, I love that energy, it's great.
But don't you find, well, not necessarily funny, but do you think that comedy is a lot difficult to play because of the fact that you don't know if they're going to laugh at this, or you don't know how the audience is going to react to something when you do a comedy. I honestly probably would get scared to do it because I'd be that one guy that'd be standing there going like, yeah, this is the part you laugh, but you're not laughing, so I completely and just utterly just ruined this whole entire lie. You know?
It's interesting. It's crazy, but like when you go in to do a comedy or when you go in to, you know, do a something where you're having to, you know, expect laughter, that like you cannot, it's if you aren't in that mindset, like, oh my gosh, they have to laugh, what if they don't laugh? Like if you aren't thinking that, if you're just thinking about the words you're saying and why it's funny, then they do laugh. Like if you think like, oh my god, I they're not gonna laugh, or I'm so nervous, then they won't laugh. Like if you go in with that mindset, it won't work out well. But if you just, you know, if you have a really relaxed attitude, you're totally chill. I mean, you're not gonna get a laugh on every joke, but there's gonna be so many that you do get a laugh on. If you just go in thinking like that, then you got it. You know, you're good. It's just, it's all about the mindset you're in. You know.
Absolutely. So what comes with, besides the movie, are you right now working on any other projects that you can say?
I just finished a film with John Lovitz. I played his daughter, Rita Wilson, Jennifer Love Hewitt, and Joel David Moore. It's called Zootopia, and it's coming out next year. It's a comedy. It's a really funny comedy. Great, amazing, huge cast.
Wonderful. And Dreamhouse. Is in theaters this Friday, correct?
This Friday, yes, September 30th.
Okay, great. Now we'll be looking forward in that. You play Chloe Patterson in this film. It's called Dreamhouse. It's in theaters this Friday. Rachel Fox, thank you for taking at least the time to chat with me and finally getting you here because we didn't get you here earlier.
I know. Kind of crazy getting here, but glad I'm here now.
We got you here now, so I
yeah, right.
It.
Oh, absolutely. It was fun.
Take care. Have fun.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was Rachel Fox, everybody. Make sure you check her out in Universal Pictures Dreamhouse, which premieres in theaters tomorrow, this Friday. Now, about this dream I had about One Life to Live, you know, it's funny because last night, I was on Twitter, and I was completely oblivious to the fact that there was news that apparently it broke out that Kurt McKinney was going to be on the show as a doctor, you know, so it was kind of like, so there was that helped feel the dream, as well as everybody going on about this thing that was going on with the vice president of publicity for Regis and Kelly, and, you know, it's amazing to me that the words "I was hacked" seems to be a trademark with ABC lately. And did I just really fall off that turnip truck, man? Like, I'm really supposed to believe that, oh yeah, by the way, I was hacked. I didn't, this was not something that I would say, blah, blah. You know, it's just, my thing is, everyone is entitled to their opinion. Of course they are. They're entitled to how they feel. But it's another thing when you just blatantly go ahead and go, oh, yeah, by the way, I was hacked. You know, don't get your panties in a twist. Seriously, who says that? Who says that? So, I really don't know what to make of it, except that, you know, I just can't. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth, especially where ABC is concerned, because it could possibly, your show would be going next. So, you could be sipping some gin and juice, to quote from the Snoop Dogg rap song, at the moment, without any problems, your show's feeling safe and secure. But mind you, they could drop you. And it is quite possible, from what someone said on Twitter the other night, that they could lose that show once Regis departs in November and give that extra hour to Good Morning America. That's bad enough. We did that with Today. Do we really need that with Good Morning America as well? I don't think so. So, yeah, don't look at it as if, you know, that's just something that's so high and mighty and major, that you're okay, you are safe, when really, in reality, especially now in this day and age, you really are not. So, think before you react. okay? Just think before you react. I don't know. But while you contemplate that statement, let's contemplate on our guest for this morning. He stars in the new NBC show Prime Suspect, which airs every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. Of course, I got to watch him when he was Miguel Alvarez in Oz, and I'm so excited to have this guy on this morning. Kirk Acevedo is joining us. How are you?
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Oh, very cool.
As I said, when I brought you on, I said, yeah, I watched this guy when he was on Oz. I'm just, like, completely humbled. So, there you go. I had to bring that up because that was one of my all-time favorite shows when it was on the air. And yeah, that was intense. That was an intense show. What was that, doing that show, what was that experience like for you?
Well, you know, people ask me the same question. Like, was it like, you know, it was like calm and quiet on set and very tense? And I go, you know, because the material was so heavy and edgy that you necessarily couldn't walk around like that because you would just be burnt out by like the second day. So
yeah.
Humor would just pop up. It was the funniest stuff. You know, someone would, you know, okay, well, I got to go to the hole today or I got to get, you know, raped by these inmates. And we would just come up with jokes and stuff. So it was actually really funny on set, actually, the total opposite of what people think would happen.
I love it, and it just basically answered my next question, where it was like, do you still get people that ever ask you about Oz still to this day?
And oh, all the time.
All the time.
All the time. I mean, it's just surprising. It's all the time, and it's more bizarre when, you know, when women, it's just like, really, you're watching that show, like, so, you know, at least a couple of times every day.
That's good. Now let's talk about your new role on Prime Suspect, who you play, and as well as giving a little bit of a taste of exactly what this show is about for those that haven't seen the first episode yet.
Basically, it's about a female homicide detective in New York City who has to deal with sort of like the male-dominated precinct. And, you know, in real life, in New York City to this day, there's only one female homicide detective in New York City. Only one homicide.
Only one?
So, only one. There's other female detectives, but not homicide detectives.
But not homicide. Okay.
Right. And so, you know, when people talk about, like, you know, the sexism, is it too overt? Well, there's only one homicide female cop, and it's just so she has to deal with that, and obviously we have a great cast, and Aidan Quinn and Pete Garrity and Maria Bello, of course, and Breen O'Byrne. So it's just blue chips across, great writing, you know, Pete Berg directing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very excited about this.
And you play Luisito Calderon. My God, that was like a fake Spanish accent. Don't mind me. It just came out that way.
It's hard for me to say. I mean, it's a mouthful. Yeah, no, Luisito Calderon and my backstory, which you'll find out later on, he's like married, and my wife has been married 3 other times, and she's got like 9 kids.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and none of them are mine.
And none of them are
but,
wow.
No. That's how you know it's love.
Like, yeah, she can
gotta be love.
That are not yours. Oh, yeah, I really love this woman.
Yeah, she's probably really hot. Just, you know what I mean? So, yeah, and he has anger management issues because he's trying to always deal with the deadbeat dads who don't pay child support. So, a little backstory on my character there.
Hmm. And we'll see that play out within the next several weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Very, very good. What makes this show different than any other procedural drama that is on the air right now?
Well, that's easy. the female detectives don't look like they stepped out of a Vogue catalog. You know, like high heels and like lingerie, and they're like, freeze. Like, I mean, just like, I mean, you know, ours is based in reality. You know, our technical advisor is like one of the most decorated homicide detectives ever in New York City. And Maria Bello, of course, you know, she plays it realistic and edgy, and, you know, and, you know, there's things of, you know, most of the perps and the people are going to be bigger and stronger than her. And how does she deal with that? You know, right. So it's based on reality. It's not, you know, you don't see someone with like glossy lipstick on, you know, like interrogating someone, like, you know, like a hardened inmate, and she looks like she's a supermodel, and how is she going to gain any respect? Do you know what I mean? Like,
I do. And that was a complete answer that I completely was like baffled by, because I wasn't expecting it, but it was like, when you said it, I said, that is so true. When I watched these shows, I did not expect you to say that. And so I was completely caught off guard, but it was the truth. But it's the truth, though.
And Maria Bello is, you know, she's so physical, and she's very, you know, athletic and aggressive. You know, you buy her being a detective, you know what I mean,
right.
Physically. Whereas these other women, they're so waifish. It's like, come on. There's no way you're going to chase me down. There's no way you're going to catch me. You have to shoot me in the back.
Yeah, shoot you in the back first, and yeah, run. You're going to chase them in heels. No, you know, you're going to chase them in heels and basically throughout the entire New York arena. I mean, come on. Who does that?
Yeah, it's not realistic. It really just isn't realistic. And that's what I'll say the difference with our show is that it's more based in reality. And then also it's funny. It's the humor is just so edgy, because these cops in real life, I mean, the things they talk about or point out while they're reviewing homicide cases are just hysterical. How they get hungry, or how sometimes they have to use the restroom, and you know, they're in a homicide scene. It's hysterical. So, you know, we implement a lot of that in the show.
That's good. What can we? What are we expecting to see in tonight's show? Can you give us a little?
I think tonight's show is about a child predator. Who we're trying to figure out if he's innocent or not.
Okay.
And that's the gist of this episode too. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I was told to ask about this. I made my Twitter fan know I will talk. I will bring this up. She was a huge Band of Brothers fan.
Right.
She loved Band of Brothers. She pretty much wanted to know, like, pretty much, like, about that. She was just, like, all up in arms about, my God, you're talking to him. Can you mention Band of Brothers? I was a huge fan of this and that. What that
right.
was like and all that. I was like, I'll do it. I'll do it for you. So, Jenna, Michelle,
well, I mean,
that's for you.
Well, I mean, you know, Band of Brothers was, you know, the characters you played were actually real characters. These are guys that really lived. And they really were an easy company, and they were real heroes, you know.
Yeah.
They really did all the things that were showed on screen. You know, I always tell about this one story. A lot of people don't know that the character I played, Joe Toy, when they were in Bastogne, and the Germans were bombarding them with shells in the forest, Captain Winters needed to know how many Germans there were, where they were at. And so my character, Joe Toy, this is real life, he just disappears. And so everyone thought
yeah.
he committed AWOL. He comes back 2 days later with a live German prisoner. You couldn't make this up. Like, if you put this in a
yeah.
movie, they would laugh at you and say that no way that could ever happen. These things all happened. I mean, just a different breed of man, you know, men back then. I mean, just different, you know, tough guys, you know.
Yeah.
And they were little. Another thing you don't realize is because they were paratroopers, they were all little. Because the parachutes could only hold up to like 200 and something pounds. And they would have like 100 pounds of equipment on them. So when we saw them, you know, the ones that were still left alive in London, they're like 5'6".
Wow.
5'5". I mean, they're teeny. You know, drop behind enemy lines. You know, and what you had on you is what you had on you. They didn't drop food in when you needed it. They would have to forge for themselves. I mean, just tough guys. So, yeah, it was a great experience.
Absolutely. And we'll look forward to seeing you again tonight on Prime Suspect. Thank you. Dude, thank you so much for stopping by. It was a pleasure having you here.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem, man. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Kirk Acevedo, everybody. NBC's Prime Suspect. Airs every Thursday. Airs tonight. 10 p.m. on NBC. That's going to do it for our show now. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to be back Monday with former Days of Our Lives writer Sherry Anderson. She's going to stop by the show at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific here on blogtalkradio.com/buzzworthyradio. Again, if you missed any of our shows, you can always visit this website as well as our official website at www.buzzworthyradio.net. I'm Abel J.Z., making sure you get the latest buzz with Buzzworthy Radio. We'll see you guys next week. Have a good weekend.
Hello there. This is Christy Clark from Days of Our Lives, and you're listening to Buzzworthy Radio.
Can't get enough of Buzzworthy Radio. Log on now to www.buzzworthyradio.net to get the latest news on upcoming guests, past shows, and videos of all your favorite stars. Keep getting the latest buzz with Buzzworthy.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.